brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, Thursday, the 30th day of September 2010. Dr. Doug Ronchi will be joining us coming up the third hour. The former head of the Army and the Pentagon's depleted uranium weapons program. To tell you just how deadly this stuff is and how they're covering up the incredible health effects and cancers and deaths that it's causing in the military that uses it, not to mention the 14-time increase in cancers in Fallujah with the people that live in and around areas bombarded by it. Speaking of radiation, big success yesterday, and this is why we do this, and yesterday was a big success. We had listeners search the term Feds Radiating Americans, and folks, give me a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Look at these headlines. Feds radiating Americans, mobile X-ray vans hit U.S. streets. Christian Science Monitor. And it literally lifts entire paragraphs of Paul Joseph Watson's report talking about the warrantless checkpoint in Atlanta, the fact that they're driving by radiating your houses, and the different reports about how dangerous these X-rays are and how this is a new precedent. So no credit to us, but I don't care. The point is that this is getting wide attention by more than 20 newspapers and major publications. Here's Christian Science Monitor. Here's Yahoo News, Feds Radiating Americans. Big report, same thing. Feds radiating Americans with scanners at road checkpoints. Is it true? AOL News. And they said, yes, Alex Jones is correct. It is true. Without warrants, and it's dangerous to those running the machines and those being hit by it. Just literally more than 20 major publications picking up on the search term, conservatively hundreds and hundreds of thousands of additional people seeing these stories now. And I know how the media cycle works. This is going to now spur a cascade in the next few weeks of big articles, and will cause a national debate now. You're going to be seeing it on Glenn Beck and everywhere else, and that's good. About the mobile X-ray scanners, the airport scanners going in mobile vans, where when you go to a rock concert, they have these big giant 18-wheeler tractor trailers that they force thousands of people through to get into sporting events. This is now going to cause a major debate about this instead of it just being implemented, and then it's in a few local newspapers, you know, when they set up checkpoints and make you drive through them. This is going to cause a big national debate about England already putting up scanners on light poles that just blast through your clothes as you walk by them. They're now calling for that here. So just amazing job, listeners. Feds radiating Americans, mobile X-ray vans hit U.S. streets. Christian Science Monitor, AOL News, Yahoo News. The lists just go on and on and on. So very, very exciting. Good job to everyone out there that made that happen. And coming up later when I have time to get back into this with some new developments, here's Popular Science, 1927, the August issue. And it says U.S. Air Marshals. Yes, all about the police taking to the airwaves to stop alcohol, which they, of course, were getting paid off by the mafia. That's why the government made alcohol illegal, was to boost the prices. That was also their plan with heroin. And they did that as well, still illegal, and they make much larger profits, and there's more of it on the streets because of it. But it says X-rays ferret out rum. So what is old is new. We're going to be discussing that. But they had to stop because, well, the federal marshals and local police using the X-ray machines, they didn't live too long. But hey, so what if some cops die? So what if some military die? So what if some Homeland Security die? They're going to at least have fun radiating citizens so they get to give what they get. The government thinks we're so stupid they're rolling this out everywhere. So enjoy your 10 times the chest X-ray every time they blast you.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All liberty lovers, skull! Which I guess in Viking means greetings to everyone out there who loves liberty and freedom and who doesn't want to be a slave. Thank you for joining us. It is Thursday, the 30th day of September 2010. And as long as I'm on this Norse line, I would just add that cattle die and kinsmen die, but I know there's one thing that never dies, and that is the fame of a dead man's deeds. We'll never forget George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and others who fought tyranny. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the Great War deciding the future of the human species is taking place on this planet right now. I hope you don't sit there on the sidelines. I hope you join the fight to defend liberty and freedom against the scientific dictatorship. There is another off-the-charts article at prisonplanet.com. The government has gone from lying and saying they weren't wiretapping anybody without warrants in this country to admitting they are scooping up everything you do. Emails, faxes, phone calls, all being run through giant NSA and literally hundreds of other private contracting agencies breaking the law en masse. None of it has anything to do with fighting al-Qaeda, al-Qaeda groups around the world. It's all about you and your family. As Cass Sunstein at the White House and others have said, as the Mayak Report and Homeland Security reports clearly demonstrate. And you know about the Israeli companies and other private groups spying on Americans, being paid by federal and state Homeland Security, compiling the names of state representatives, mainline Second Amendment groups, land rights groups, anti-war groups, anybody politically active. This is the secret police network now set up. And they've got the snatch and grab teams grabbing people in front of news cameras and putting bags over their heads in Canada, the U.S., and England at G20 events to scare you. Police have been caught all over the world. Denver Post, Toronto Star reporting on police caught attacking their own officers as a pretext to then attack peaceful crowds of demonstrators. This is a government run for and by bloodthirsty, psychopathic, greedy control freaks. And when we finally realize that, we'll have some chance of beating these people. They have armies, though, of useful idiots in corporate America and in government who are compartmentalized and believe the false download cover stories they're given for why they're doing what they're doing. And I've since gotten some more intel confirming what a former TSA officer told us about yesterday, that in the last 2 months they've been giving them all verbal questionnaires as they read down the questionnaire saying, are you for the naked body scanners? Will you put people through them? Will you force everyone through them? The TSA told the Chicago Tribune 4 months ago they do plan to make it mandatory for all. El Paso Times reports going back 3 months ago they're already trying to force everyone in El Paso. And they know they can force you to go into a radiation bath. They know if they can let you know they're saving the images of your naked body, you will submit to anything. Next is going to be DNA taking checkpoints on highways everywhere, already being federally rolled out in the name of DUI. Next, they will implement the executive order from back in 1994 by Bill Clinton for urine and blood testing. It's already on the books to take your urine, your blood, or other tissue samples to get a driver's license. It is here. It is here, ladies and gentlemen. It's not coming. It's here. Authorities plan to troll phone calls for emails for signs of resentment towards the government. PrisonPlanet.com. What did the Buffalo News... guys, I couldn't find it in my stack yesterday for Monday. Will you reprint me that Buffalo News report about... I forget the exact headline about how the police are meeting with the feds to get pre-crime databases and to watch individuals for signs they might be unhappy with the government, because that dovetails with Watson's article. But here it is. Face crime. Orwellian technology seeks to identify disgruntled Americans as terrorists. And the quote is resentment towards government. The federal government is announcing that they're going to have loudspeakers everywhere, just like in the airport. America will be like the airport. We're now at a orange alert. There'll be guys with German shepherds walking around. When I was in the Atlanta airport earlier this month with Jesse Ventura, it was literally police dogs, people bugging their eyes out at you, constant announcements of orange alert, high threat of terrorist, watch everywhere, look out. I mean, like out of a science fiction movie. I'm living in 2010. It's a nightmare Orwellian state we're being immersed into. And the cameras are watching you, and if you look a little upset when you hear the announcements that will now be blaring on street corners everywhere, it's already happening in England, or if you get stopped by the secret police, they already have this in England, now rolling out here, and they come up and ask you if you're a terrorist or ask you what you think about the government, they're going to have a handheld camera watching your expressions. Oh, your expression. Folks, you cannot make the magnitude of this up. This is a psychological warfare dictatorship run by a bunch of degenerates who get off on dominating you. We are going into total bondage. We're being dog trained right now. Do you resent the government for enforcing Obamacare or raising your taxes? Write about it in an email or talk about it on the phone. You could be placed under surveillance as a potential terrorist if frightening new technology being shopped to law enforcement agencies is implemented. It's already implemented. And see, now they want to announce this so you get scared and just shut up and go into your box. No, ladies and gentlemen, we're all on list, especially those of you that work for the system. You better come out and say, I'm good. You're bad. You are terrorist criminals. Forget pre-crime and get ready for face crime. Big Brother is set to unleash a new wave of shockingly invasive and Orwellian technology in the American people in a recent symposium in Hamburg, New York, as anything to go by. In fact, Watson's actually linked to the Buffalo story. Federal agencies, police departments, and others were all in attendance to see and demonstrate a system that trolls phone conversations. Imagine, the cops are there. This is in the Buffalo News. There it is. Technology identifies troubled individuals. And the cops are being told in these meetings going on all over the country that we're the federal government and we're listening to all the phone calls. I mean, that's felonies right out in the open. The government people admitting that they're doing this should be instantly clapped in irons and arrested because the crime has been committed in front of you. The grand jury should indict immediately. But no. Most of those cops are in their own power trips and got all their gear and feel real good. And Jack Bauer's their hero and America's good. And New York's a big testing ground. You know, 2,000 plus arrests by the army of citizens. Giant mobile X-ray trucks. They drive people's families in the cars under them. The cops are sitting there being bathed in radiation. I mean, they're so stupid. And they'll give them questionnaires, you know, do you like spying on people without warrants? And most cops are like, yeah, I love it. It's freedom. They're like, you're going all the way to the top, pal. You've got an IQ of room temperature, you're going to be a general. You're 45 years old and you've got cancer and you're like, I've been running an X-ray system for 10 years. You'll never even think of that. Or when you go into the doctor, you'll say, Doc, I heard these X-rays were bad, but I thought it was a conspiracy theory. Is anything to do with that? And the government doctor will be like, no, Sergeant Billy Bob, it's not. Now, you're going to be 6 feet under soon. How's that for you? And the cop will be like, I salute you. I love it. I salute the narcotics trafficking government. By the way, that's in federal depositions about Blackwater. Piles of cocaine, illegal weapon shipments, people running around naked, orgies, coming outside naked, just firing into Iraqi homes on totally drunk on cocaine. Those are the guys that go to the top. Why? Because they're compromised. You heard Joel Skousen talk about people he knows in the CIA. This is on record. It's your first field assignment. You're in a, you know, London hotel, or you're in a German Berlin hotel. A beautiful woman comes to your door. If you take her in there and have sex with her, you move up. Next month, hey, agent, let's do some cocaine together. You do it, you're moving up. A year later, I need you to go out to this airfield and run security for us. You see women and children being loaded on, going to a Saudi rape camp. If you don't balk at that, you're going all the way to the top. Next, you're trafficking snuff films. That's how America works. They've sifted pure evil. You know, will you run naked body scanners? Will you take blood at checkpoints? No, I won't. Good. Get out of here. You got a desk job or you're fired. Oh, you'll take blood from people without warrants at a checkpoint in Austin? You're going to the top. You beat up a guy in a wheelchair because he didn't get out of his car fast enough? You're going to the top. It's just narcotics trafficking, child sex slave running everywhere, DynCorp, biggest contractor in the U.S. for CPS, publicly in mainstream newspapers running child kidnapping rings, worldwide congressional hearings, nothing's going to stop them. And the globalists are like, these cattle will take anything. Start radiating their houses with hardcore at least 10 times a chest x-ray. And the cops are like, I don't need any shielding. While you're frying too and you just love it. You love drug dealing. You love hurting children. You love radiating yourselves. You love death. You love evil. And you're all going to go straight to hell. Hell on earth because of it. Don't say you aren't warned. It's all coming up. And the government's getting ready to stage more terror attacks as we told you they would. They're out there hyping them right now. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
You know, Sunday, I said I was going to go over all this new Blackwater news, but even more has come out, so I'm going to be covering that later in the hour. We've got the feds saying that they're desperately trying to protect us from an imminent terror attack. Meanwhile, we have all these government experts saying we've got to stage something publicly because they think you're so stupid you won't notice. I'll be going over that, but it's very, very simple. They do departmental tests in government and corporations, big ones, to find out who's moral and who is immoral. And they're using all this tracking software to actually find out who's criminal, who's psychopathic, who's sadistic, to go out and recruit an army of darkness. And they've done it. And they're now swelling the ranks of literally the army of Mordor against free humanity. Meanwhile, they take the good guys that say, oh, you passed the test in the Army. You won't do corrupt things. You're going to be in maintenance now. There were $2 trillion missing on September 10, 2001. That was announced, Associated Press. It was over $4 trillion by 2006, 5.5 years later. Now it's unknown. That's how much they've stolen. Money just disappearing. What is national security? The National Security Act of 1947. Who set up the CIA? Skull and Bones, an opium mafia. I mean, that's in the encyclopedia. Skull and Bones was founded for the importation of opium. It was a cartel. It was legal then. That's where the Roosevelts made their money. And they've been operating with total secrecy, with unlimited money, and they control the narcotics, trafficking, everything. They are the mafia that runs the entire stinking show, and they themselves work for the big mega central banks, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. Every globalist mischief, every new war, every carbon tax, every form of evil, forced sterilization, poisoned vaccines, always leads back to the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. The Council on Foreign Relations, thousands of public documents where they admit world government, collectivism, poisoning the vaccines. It's all public. But they know the sheep-like public cannot admit this to themselves because it's so frightening. See, I'm bold. I have courage because I know that if we don't beat these people, all of us are enslaved or worse. And I know if they kill me, it'll underline and highlight everything I've said and done. Doesn't mean they still might not do it. But at the end of the day, I don't really care. I want to live. I don't want to die, but I want freedom for my species, for my family, for you, more than I want to live. You understand that? And the globalists don't know how to deal with that. They can't buy us off. They can't intimidate us. They can't back us off, and they can't. What's the line from A Country Boy Can Survive? Because they can't starve us out and they can't make us run because these old boys were raised on shotguns. We say grace. We say amen. I mean, it comes down to that at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Because once you sell out to evil, once you agree to it, the bottom falls out. And that's why they sell all this degeneracy and just sickening stuff all over radio and TV. And the most bestial stuff, it gets more and more corrupt. It's being done by design so that no one can differentiate good from evil. And all the simulated violence and death mixed with real death on television until people find it as a form of entertainment being artificially or synthetically turned into quasi-sociopath, psychopath, sadist like our rulers. They are turning our political, our spiritual, our sociological atmosphere into hell on earth. Hell on earth. The feminist movement on record was to get women working so the state would raise the children, so they could increase the taxes and bankrupt society and destroy the family. They've done an almost complete job. They're there to destroy, and in the process of destruction, take over the system. It's a slash and burn program to destroy our industry, to destroy our sovereignty. And the same program is being used worldwide. And ancient cultures, which many times have their own oppressive systems, but it's not high-tech oppression, are many times more healthy than this focused scientific evil. That's why the globalists hate the Muslims so much. Because they can't get them sterilized. They can't get them to go along with their program unless it's the British colony of Saudi Arabia, which is, of course, the most degenerate and the, quote, most religiously oppressive. So that's the beta test of the model they want for the rest of the Middle East. So is Egypt to a certain extent. When we come back, we're getting into all this amazing news, ladies and gentlemen. They're getting ready for more staged terror attacks. We're going to decode that and break it down. We're going to get into the economy, unbelievable information on that front. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
And here's the key.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't,
I want to thank all of you for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. You know something, women? If you go back to Edward Bernays in the 20s, they said openly and published they would break up the family. They would advertise to women that it was radical, risque, avant-garde to be sexually promiscuous, to not have a husband, to abort your baby in a back alley, to take birth control. Rockefeller Foundation funded all of that through Margaret Sanger. And now look what feminism's done. It's turned women into purely sexual objects. Men aren't men anymore. They're little jellyfish on average. Arrested Development. Women are completely unhappy. Most of the time they've been soft-killed, been sterilized, or had their fertility reduced. By the time they figure out this whole mainline feminist deal was a bad deal, by the time they're 35, 40, can't have babies. And you're all isolated by yourself. A family is a man and a woman who are on a team taking care of their children. It's fulfilling. It's what humans are designed to do. It's what our entire civilization is built around. And the system is atomizing that. It's disintegrating it. It's destroying it. By design. You like the results? Oh, there are bad men out there. There are bad women. But women need a good, strong man who's got his head screwed on straight to protect them. And women need to be trained as they were to defend themselves as well. You think the government's your friend, women? I'll assure you it's not. All right, I want to start getting into the news. I've got the financial stack here. U.S. is practically owned by China, CNBC. China's rich make generous gifts at Gates and Buffett dinner for eugenics, Reuters. Oh, yeah, when the elite meet, that's what it's about. It's all about what they put in your food and water and your shots. Bloomberg, dollar set for biggest monthly loss since 2008 versus euro on U.S. economy, Bloomberg. Is the government about to make mortgage market even worse? CNBC, that's what they want to do. How else do the banks consolidate? Gold could hit 2,000 amid inflation, BlackRock executive says, CNBC. Plundering the middle class, 35% of American households live on $35,000 or less each year. Bailouts a success for the wealthiest 5% of Americans, and that's it. Ireland presses bank rescue, deficit at 32% of GDP. They're next to go down, as Chapman has predicted. The proof is in the numbers. America's getting poorer. We're going to be going over all this. Thursday look ahead, stocks set to close out best quarter in year and best September in 70 years. You know why? Because those stocks are having the bailout money dumped into them by big institutions and a devalued dollar and other global currencies are purchasing those stocks. So those stocks really aren't up. It's like gold's not really up. Currencies are down, part of this G20 concerted, coordinated devaluation, to use their term. We've got this incredible article by Paul Joseph Watson where they have giant police symposiums admitting everything you're doing is being tracked and traced by the government. And that if your emails, phone calls, text messages show any criticism or resentment towards the government, you're put on a list and surveilled. And so what are you supposed to do now? Just go, oh, well, I better not criticize the government, even though that's the bedrock of what this country was founded on and what it's all about. This government is alien. This government is a criminal corporate overlay to rob us. You understand? Trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions are missing from the Pentagon, and every year Congress asks where it is, and the Pentagon literally laughs at them and says, we won't tell you, just like the Federal Reserve. It's a joke. You know, I see all these good old boys and all these young people with this primitive form of patriotism and American flag. They go join the military. They're shot up with experimental vaccines. They breathe depleted uranium. Those that are immoral are recruited into black ops to commit every crime you can imagine and run organized crime worldwide. The rest are turned into Dudley Do-Rights to go out and write tickets as police officers to then fund it into the megabank derivative scam. This is full-spectrum global domination. It's not an army with tanks that rolls over the hill. It's an enemy that comes and whispers in your ear. And people better get that through their head. I had all these military people calling about how DU's killing them, how they're sterilized, how they're dying, how they got cancer, And they kept saying, yeah, the government didn't care about us. No, no, no. They do care about you. They care about hurting you. They want to hurt you. They do care. It's not that they don't care and just let all this happen. You know, I had that Texas Monthly guy go, well, it is true. I've seen all the major reports that these major GMO crops all cause major organ damage and failure and cancer and sterilization. But it's just that the big agri doesn't care. Big GMO doesn't care. They're designing them to do that. I had their own reports that we link to daily at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. What is it you don't get about that, okay? What is it you don't get about the fact that they've got federal laws for x-ray machines at a dental office or at a medical center, and they've got systems many times more powerful, and they've got cops and feds and private contractors running them with no shielding? Does that tell you the change? They have been incrementally testing soft kill weapons, just designing everything to kill us. Cell phones, GMO, aspartame, MSG, melamine, mercury, lead. They have been doing all this testing what kills you slowly so you don't know what kills you 10 years down the road. Look, folks, this is just like the hearings in the 1950s with J. Edgar Hoover. In fact, we could pull this up on YouTube. I know I've seen the video. J. Edgar Hoover. Try to search the term. J. Edgar Hoover said mafia didn't exist. J. Edgar Hoover testimony, mafia doesn't exist. I know there's audio of it in Congress. And I know I've seen the video. And they said, is there mafia? Is there organized crime? And he got up and he said, no, it doesn't exist. It's a conspiracy theory. Ladies and gentlemen, 55, 56 years ago, the American people were being fed on by different mafias, Italian, Jewish, WASP, Irish, German, all over the place, even in Texas, everywhere. And the police wouldn't say it existed because they were all on the take for the whorehouses and the drug houses and the gambling houses, all of it. And it's the same thing. For decades, the world government's been out in the open, publishing thousands of reports every year to itself. They think you're so stupid, they issue these publicly and then have their pundits tell you there's no world government and no mega central banks that run it. Same deal. Just like they told you in the early 1950s that the mafia didn't exist on TV, news, and radio and print. Shut up, it doesn't exist. There is no such thing. Okay, I mean, is there organized crime? Do we know it now? Just like I'm telling you they're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. It's 100% on record everywhere. It's 100% they're doing it on purpose. It's 100% Bayer shipped out for a decade, millions of ampules of factor VIII, knowing everyone that took it would get multiple forms of hepatitis and HIV. They knew it. They did it. MSNBC's even reported on that. You understand? You're going to feel very foolish later, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, there are FEMA camps. It's the Emergency Centers Act, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. It's in the Houston Chronicle about the FEMA camps, the government funding of them, the Rex 84, Miami Herald. I have video of the congressional hearings. It's in my film, Police State to the Takeover. But just like J. Edgar Hoover, Glenn Beck gets up there and tells you there's no such thing as FEMA camps, just like J. Edgar Hoover told you there's no such thing as La Cosa Nostra. Of course there's such a thing as La Cosa Nostra. There's a global La Cosa Nostra, our thing. It's their thing on us, and I'm sick of it. You know, I've studied different mafias, and if you go back 100 years ago, if any mafia got involved in whorehouses with underage kids, the mafia would kill whoever did it. Not now, they run it. See how even the mafia has degenerated. By the way, the Italian mob by the 50s was having wars with the Skull and Bones mob, the Jewish mob, and others, and they teamed up against them. That's why when they had to admit there was a mafia in the 50s, okay, there is a mafia. It's Italians. It's Italians. That's the only mafia. Oh, it's Italians. That's ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. I know some of the best families, biggest, wealthiest families in Austin, Texas, went to high school with some of them. They'd sit there and bring the school for a school report, you know, their grandpa at court hearings with Al Capone. You know, subpoenaed up to Chicago about liquor running. My dad's great uncle ran liquor in Houston for the Dixie Mafia and Al Capone. Can you imagine this? And by the way, he was part of the real mafia, the Masonic mafia. Two guys tried to rob him when he was going to speakeasies picking up the money. He blasted them. He went into court and did a Mason in distress, and that judge went, bam, you're gone. Then they had a Masonic trial for him. If they'd have found him guilty, they would have killed him. But see, oh, there's no Masonic mafia. It doesn't exist. There's no La Cosa Nostra. 10 years ago, they wrote news articles about Alex Jones saying I was crazy. Skull and Bones didn't exist. In fact, here's Newsweek today. It's called Conspiracy of Dunces. And it makes fun of me in here because I snuck into Bohemian Grove. Let me tell you what the real mafia does. They go and have homosexual sex and worship Satan. I've been there. That's who runs this, is just every stripe of what has been seen as aberrant, because that's the induction. As Richard Nixon told Harper's Magazine, you've got to go be part of this to then be compromised. And that's my next point I want to cover right now. Before I get into the huge news of the day, CIA Chief Leon Panetta believes Pakistan intelligence chief on major attack. And they say they're fighting to stop imminent attacks right on time for the election. So that is coming up. But first, I wanted to cover this, because I keep saying I'm going to cover it, and I've mentioned it, but I haven't. The Nation magazine. Bunch of other reports here as well, mainstream news. I remember day one, 8 years ago, hearing that Blackwater was running weapons, that Blackwater was running drugs from good sources, that Blackwater was involved in assassinations and illegal hit teams, that Blackwater was involved in just killing people for fun. Now that's in federal depositions, and Eric Prince has run over to the Middle East to live and has moved his operations there, just like Halliburton and the rest of them Halliburton got caught running child kidnapping rings, Chicago Tribune. I mean, you can't see, they've got a leg up on us because the average person just can't admit this. But I heard all this, but never really covered it. You know, that Blackwater was involved in the gun confiscations in Katrina. We now know they were. Now they're known as XE. All of that, but we just sat back and watched others report it. We said, yeah, they look dirty. And if I had to look at somebody as a prime suspect of some of the biggest events in the last 9 years, I'd look at this group. Blackwater's Black Ops, The Nation, and this report in fact, this is the other one. I need the Blackwater article about the depositions. This is the one about them doing black ops for Monsanto and Disney and Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines and others. The one I need is the big one that I had on Sunday dealing with. Let me give you the exact headline then. I'll just give you the exact headline. Hold on. Blackwater depositions. Blackwater cocaine. Just put Blackwater cocaine, The Nation, in and give me that, please. I want to read directly from the report, but the issue here is this is fully auto AK-47s being smuggled in and out of Iraq, piles of drugs, parties with men all naked running around snorting giant piles of cocaine, going outside and driving around at night, shooting into Iraqis' homes for fun. There it is, U.S. businessman. Blackwater paid me to buy steroids and weapons on black market for its shooters. Why in every case do you see this now rampant? Why do I have Army kill team leader wanted a necklace of fingers, Wired Magazine? Because when they get them into these army units and private merc units, that's who they recruit. They want them with whores and doing illegal things. Remember the tens of billions of dollars shipped in the first 2 years of the war on pallets? And that it came out that officers were giving, you know, being given hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's to corrupt them. And then all the Army and Marine Corps investigators who'd be sent to investigate, then they'd commit suicide in their barracks. This is just complete and total absolute lawlessness so that they're compromised. And that's what DynCorp, Halliburton, Blackwater, all of these groups are given diplomatic international immunity, their own aircraft, like the CIA aircraft that crashed in Mexico with 3+ tons of pure cocaine, was a CIA torture flight. Imagine the mafia, the real mafia, has diplomatic immunity, unlimited money, and national security, and now they're spying on all of us openly if we don't like their mafia operations. Do you understand? They've created an army of evil, a dark side.
Do you know someone who's a Constitution basher? Then here's the ammo you need to silence them once and for all. Introducing the Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution, how to argue with a liberal about constitutional issues and win every time. If you believe it's time we stop disgusting left-wing lies and start telling the truth about America's Christian heritage, this Crash Course for Patriots is for you. Start neutralizing the liberal propaganda being force-fed in our schools, the workplace, and the media. The Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution is an audio power program that includes 6 CDs jam-packed with amazing information, insights, and truth that will shut the mouth of any lie-loving liberal. Order your Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution online at thefoundersplan.com and look for the free bonus gift. Call today 1-877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, or go to thefoundersplan.com. For God's honest truth, go to thefoundersplan.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The corruption has gone too far. It's gotten too deep. We've got to reverse it now. And we've got to admit how corrupt this society has gotten and how bold the control freaks have gotten. Here's the article. U.S. businessman Blackwater paid me to buy steroids and weapons on black market for its shooters in sworn federal deposition. They're getting other confirmed depositions of the same thing. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And that's why Mr. Prince, Mr. G.I. Joe good guy. Oh, they're clean cut. They must be nice. He's a former Navy SEAL. Isn't he a moral young man? Admittedly now, models himself after the Swiss, who were the guardians of the Vatican. He wants to become like, the global mercs for hire for global corporations. Everything that's old is new. What is new is old. And then over and over again. I'm going to cover this at the start of the next hour. Then I'm going to get into the economy. But I will tell you, this report by Paul Joseph Watson, we had such a big response. Christian Science Monitor, Yahoo News, AOL News, and close to 20 other major publications ran with the headline, Feds Radiating Americans Admitting Mobile X-Rays Are Driving Around. That became the number one Google search term yesterday because of you. And it is causing a national debate to start. That's the power of you, the audience. Yes, this show's the focal point. So I'm going to cover this all in detail later in the next hour, but I do want to get started early today. This is too powerful a tool. We got to use it while we still have it before they try to change the matrix. We're going to make the search term today resentment toward government. Three words, resentment toward government. And this will hopefully cause another national debate to start about how they're listening to all of your phone calls, violating the Fourth Amendment, and publicly, in fact, I want Watson to beef this article up because I want that point in there that they have the police now openly there in meetings saying this software listens to everybody. And if somebody says they don't like the government, then we put them under full surveillance. That is quotes from the Buffalo News who was at the meeting. They don't even hide this now. They've been radiating your houses for a decade that we know of. I learned of it 5-6 years ago, but now they just admit it. In fact, I've seen cases of the CIA radiating people to death by parking a van outside their house. In just a few hours, they can kill you deader than a hammer while you're sleeping. It'll take a few months for you to die, but you're walking dead. People need to know that they're being listened to. They need to know that this criminal government is completely violating the Fourth Amendment and setting the precedent. They need to read authorities plan to troll phone calls and emails for signs of resentment of government. So the Google search term today, let's do it again. There's no time like the present. I salute you. Resentment towards the government. Three words. Resentment. R-E-S-E-N-T-M-E-T. Resentment toward government. Three words. Go to Google, enter it over and over and over again. Click on our article, email it out to everyone you know. And if you do it again, there's no doubt tonight and tomorrow, we'll see big publications being forced to report on this and go, yeah, it is true. They're listening to everything you do. I mean, this is right out of V for Vendetta, where they're driving around with trucks listening to you. It's worse than that. Everything's wired through these criminals. So resentment towards government, that's the search term today. Now, I want to just add, a new video is coming out October 22nd. We've been working on a chemtrail film for 2 years. None of the ones I've seen have been that good. Gilbert Griffin produced one. It's been completed. I've seen it. It's powerful. It covers how the fact that chemtrailing, weather modification is real. And one of the big facets behind it, the aluminum. We're going to ship this sucker October 22nd. Pre-order it now at Infowars.com. What in the world are they spraying? The banners are going up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Or click on the shopping cart. It's posted there. Get your order in now so you get it first. They're shipped out in the order they're received. What in the world are they spraying? Get it first at Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex,
or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're live. It's hour number two, the 30th day of September 2010. I've been covering a host of issues dealing with the globalist takeover. I agree with Joel Skousen, the dark side of government is now bigger than the light side. They keep it compartmentalized so the good guys don't know what they're part of. But I do want to open the phones up a little bit later in this hour to get your take on all the issues we've been covering. I'm going to be getting more into the economy, Blackwater, the government openly announcing they're listening to everything you do and trying to intimidate you, saying, hey, if you criticize the government or say you don't like it, you're on a list. That these lists were always made for that. And this is now the Nazi intimidation mode of you better sit down and shut up and not talk to anybody or you're on a list. Good. Put us all on list. We know you're criminals. You work for the stinking government, and the stinking mega corporations. You got your list. We got ours. Ours are public. Ours are backed by the truth, not your fake 10 badges. We know who you are. Degenerate criminals, tyrants out of control. We name you. You're going to be brought to justice. They can't stop freedom. They can't stop an idea. Ideas are bulletproof. We're going to beat you, and you know it. So you're trying to come out in the open with your whole plan right now, trying to bum rush us into accepting it. It's not going to work. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. You know, the biggest news of the day, I haven't even gotten into it yet. In fact, after this break, because I don't want to get interrupted, I'm going to cover the top news of the day, how they're hyping terror attacks here in the United States and Europe, saying they're a sure thing, they're about to happen any minute. They're fighting so hard to keep you safe from those evil Al-Qaeda people they created in the 80s. Oh, my gosh, they just hate the trillions in no-bid contracts. It's so horrible, and all the drug running they're doing. And admittedly, the government's growing the opium in Afghanistan, but that's fine. Oh, yeah. And they put out fake Bin Laden videos, but it's for your own good. And Jack Bauer's a hero. Oh, yeah. And all of you petty people that are on power trips because you work for the mainstream media or you're a cop or you're in the military or you're a lawyer or an FBI agent or a bureaucrat. Hey, listen, Mac, you didn't get the memo not to take the vaccines like the Queen of England and the Queen of the Netherlands did and Merkel, of the German chancellor. Oh, you think that's made up? Yeah, search the term German officials taking different vaccine. German army taking different vaccine than public. Clean vaccine, not the one that destroys your drive, not the one that destroys your synapses, not the one that attacks your fertility. Did you get the memo not to take it like the German troops? No, you're a U.S. troop. You're hated. They want to make sure you're so pumped full of soft kill that you're lucky you don't collapse while you're in the military. It's designed to kill you a decade after, decommissioning that piece of military hardware. Who's the actor from Escape from New York? Kurt Russell. What was that movie he made, Universal Soldier? In fact, you ought to Google Universal Soldier on YouTube. I'll guarantee you it's up there. It'll be the scene where they send the new models in to kill him. Boy, Hollywood really likes to show off how they really know what's going on. But see, they don't send in their new models to kill you. No. They just corrupt you if they can and get you into black ops and still give you the shots and use you up. Just like the Nazis gave steroids first to their troops, their SS, Vanguard, Armored SS, Waffen SS, Armed SS. Here it is, the nation all hopped up on cocaine and steroids and out there shooting up some Iraqi men, women, and children and laughing about it. You think your boss is turning you loose with so much power to kill and murder, and that they don't have that same attitude towards you? When they're done with their universal soldier, they're going to flush you down the toilet. You better get that through your head. You lose unless you join the good guys.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lungs system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lungs system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lungs system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In the future, technology will allow us to explore new worlds and change the way we live like never before. But there is one thing that will never change. Who we are. He was programmed from birth to be part of the most invincible army in history. But like all scientific advancements,
they're practically manufactured using DNA profiles.
He was destined to become obsolete.
More endurance, better hand-eye, it's a whole different standard.
What do we do with him?
Waste disposal. His training had prepared him for anything except this. Now, on a remote planet, a community of outcasts faces extermination.
I want that planet secured by 0600.
What about our position?
They will be officially classifiable as hostiles.
Find weapons and prepare to fight.
You have to organize this.
For this soldier, it may be too late to feel human.
How do you know they'll be back?
Because they're soldiers like me.
But it's never too late to be a hero.
I'm going to kill them all.
Russell, soldier. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, it was Kurt Russell's soldier. By the way, you notice with the Israeli company spying on veterans and gun groups in Pennsylvania, the MIAC Homeland Security reports, when you read this article by Paul Joseph Watson that has the quotes out of the Buffalo News, they were at this giant meeting of law enforcement. They said the main group they're watching are veterans. They're listening to your phones, reading your email. If you show mild criticism or, quote, resentment towards the government, you're put under full Homeland Security surveillance. If you say you're depressed, then that goes automatically to the computer database, and then you can't buy a firearm. If you're arguing with your wife, see, you're obsolete. And the vaccines you've been pumped full of, I know almost all of you have serious health problems. You don't know why. You exercise. You eat healthy. Well, but that's because on the psychological profile, you weren't a psychopath. You weren't a criminal. So you get all the poison shots, and most of their little devil dogs don't. See, this is very simple. They just like they tell the TSA workers, will you run naked body scanners? Do you mind running them? Are you worried about radiation? Yeah, I'm worried. You're fired. Get out of here. I got an idiot that'll do it. You're obsolete. They're done with you. You understand that? All you can do is join the Republic. The only thing you can do is break through your conditioning and realize this country's already been taken over illegitimately. And when we admit we've been taken over, then we can set about taking the Republic back. But until you admit that we're in this situation and grow up and do the research, police, who've been trained, you're in a paramilitary war with the American people, government agents, FBI guys, FBI people we've run into, at gun shows, and the ones that have come to this office before, they're on such incredible power trips. They're always asking you questions, looking at you like you're not human, looking at you like you're stupid. I'm a lot smarter than you are. I'm not stupid. You understand that? I see right through you. I assess you 100 times more than you can assess me. I assess history. I assess anthropology, sociology. I assess you. I got my head screwed on straight enough to know there's no making a deal with this New World Order because I've read what they say they're doing and what they plan to do. All I'm trying to do is survive, and that's the prime instinct. That's the first intelligence you need, and it's obviously something you don't have. And so your bosses are making these announcements. They have these meetings all over the country with the cops, telling them they're listening to everybody, including military. So the cops get scared and shut up and go along with it. They think you're cowards. They think you're going to be scared by all of this and go along with it. When you probably will, too. It's what you want. You want to fail. You want to disgrace your family name. You want to pump your kids full of sodium fluoride and mercury-laced shots full of cancer viruses. You like it. You love it. Well, don't say you weren't warned, because that's why we're here. We're here to separate the wheat from the chaff. We're here to give people the choice. We're here to tell people the way it is so they were told. And that's why the globalists are attacking me on every front with every demonization tactic, every lie, every dirty trick, and I don't care. It means I'm doing my job. They're scared to death you're going to listen to what I have to say. They're scared to death you're going to check out the claims we're making. They're scared to death you're going to discover history. They're scared to death you're going to turn your survival instinct on, and then that turns your intelligence on when you get in this mode. You like being used up and flushed down the toilet? Because that's what your bosses are doing. I see your call, Shannon, Jim, Tony, Peter, Adrian, and others. We'll get to you at the bottom of the hour. Let me start getting into news right now. Let me go ahead and read to you from this report. Now, of course, you've seen it all over the news the last 2 days. They're all over the media saying terror attacks are imminent. Now, remember, a week ago they said, we can absorb an attack and even get stronger. We've tried to protect you, but the terrorists are about to hit. So they're even pre-programming everybody right now for when the attack comes, that'll be the talking point. Well, the government tried, and we didn't give all our rights up, so it's our fault. CIA Chief Leon Panetta briefs Pakistan intelligence chief on major attack. The U.S. government is working furiously, oh yeah, to counter a plot to attack several European public targets, CIA Chief Leon Panetta told the head of Pakistan's intelligence committee Wednesday. Now, are they going to stage an attack outright, or have they had their criminal groups fund lunatics who don't even know who's funding them to stage the attacks? The plot to attack multiple public targets in several European capitals was slated to occur in late November, according to Panetta, after capturing one of the prospective attackers en route from Pakistan's FATA region. The U.S. government authorized the CIA to step up drone attacks inside Pakistan to unprecedented levels while working with various allied governments to kill or capture the 2 to 3 dozen militants reportedly preparing for the operation. Isn't it lucky that 6 months ago they shipped 1,000 drones over there, and right on time when the drones show up, they're needed? Kind of like the naked body scanners were being delivered in December, and so the attack with the underwear bomber happened in December? And then it turned out he was brought on the plane without a passport or without a visa and could hardly talk and look drugged out of his brain? And the government lied and said that wasn't true, and it turned out it was true? The undersecretary of the State Department said an unnamed intelligence agency of the U.S. government ordered them to get him on the plane? Oh, here, let the U.S. government help you get on the plane, you little drug head, you little zombie, probably been in a torture cell for 6 months. Doesn't even know what his name is. Doesn't know who his mommy is. Oh, look, a firecracker went off in his pants. Now Americans all have to go through naked body scanners. I mean, this stuff's so elementary. This is a government that admits they put out fake Bin Laden videos in the Washington Post to laugh at you. They think you're so stupid. They have Marine Corps colonels up on TV telling you how it's patriotic to grow opium in Afghanistan. And if they catch your moron brother or sister or you on heroin, you're going to go to the pokey. Don't worry, though. The jail guards are going to sell you that smack you need. Woo. As long as you work for 25 cents an hour building widgets to displace American workers' jobs. All you good old boys wonder why you don't have a job, but you're like, put more people in prison, get tough on crime, biggest prison population in the world. Then you wonder why you don't have a job, because there's 4 million people plus in prison industries who work for 25 cents an hour taking your job. That's why you lost your job. Prison labor, China, illegal aliens. That's why. Oh, they're going to keep us safe from the terrorists. What came out in July, 2-3 months ago, top Clinton official, only terror attack and save Obama, writes an article for the Financial Times of London. Robert Shapiro, Clinton, Obama advisor. Let me read a quote to you. The bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, said Shapiro, adding, he has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence, and short of a 9/11 event or Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he could do that. Oh, give me a document cam on this. What's this headline? MSNBC. Ridge says he was pressured to raise terror alert ahead of election. Oh, really? Issuing fake terror alerts. Here's another one. Tom Ridge. I was pressured to raise terror alert to help Bush win. Oh, what's Obama doing right now? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they are staging these events. And that's the main neocon message. Is anybody that says the government stages terror attacks or lets terrorists attack, even though that's an admitted declassified fact, is a terrorist? Uh-oh. President Obama, please be safe. Glenn Beck says, you've got 9/11 truthers in your administration. They're going to get you. They found one little commie in their organization who'd signed a form calling for a new investigation. And he said, I'm not a 9/11 truther, but they use an unpopular communist to then demonize 9/11 truth. 9/11 truth is 9/11 truth is 9/11 truth is 9/11 truth. It is there. It is a fact. It is real. It is the reality. Just like the Gulf of Tonkin. Just like Operation Ajax. Operation Gladio. Just like the Army Field Manual for Black Op Captains and Up on how to stage terror attacks. WikiLeaks put it out 2 years ago, and the Pentagon said it was real and said they're going to arrest whoever put that out. They don't want the little boys and girls, the little childlike, gullible American people to understand that Uncle Sam is Freddy Krueger. See, because evil's been battling with itself for hundreds of years until the most evil get into power, the most cunning, the most manipulative. Our entire society is run by people's minds that are darker than Freddy Krueger, more reptilian than a crocodile. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Ira Hayes.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes. Call him Drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war.
He died drunk in a ditch.
Gather round me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indians.
Okay, let's get into Blackwater. They were the best. They were the brightest. They were patriotic Americans who are based out of the Middle East now because of all of their crimes beginning to come out in court. U.S. businessman Blackwater paid me to buy steroids and weapons on black market for its shooters. A Texas businessman who has worked extensively in Iraq claims that Blackwater paid him, and these reports just constantly come out, to purchase steroids and other drugs for its operatives in Baghdad, as well as more than 100 AK-47s and massive amounts of ammunition on Baghdad's black market. Yeah, because the reports are they're staging events over there. Howard Lowry, who worked in Iraq from 03 to 09, also claims he personally attended Blackwater parties where company personnel had large amounts of cocaine and blocks of hashish and would run around naked. At some of these parties, Lowry alleges, Blackwater operatives would randomly fire automatic weapons from their balconies into buildings full of Iraqi civilians. Lowry described the events as a frat party gone wild. And this is what the Iraqis always said they did. And we have all these other contractor and troop videos where they run over people's cars for fun, shoot whole families in cars for fun. And our national media never picks it up. Drug use was rampant. Lowry says he was told by Blackwater personnel that some of the men using steroids had purchased were on the security detail of L. Paul Bremer, the original head of the Coalition Provisional Authority. Lowry also claims that Blackwater owner Eric Prince tried to enlist his help to win contracts for Blackwater with the Iraqi government using offshore security company Greystone, which Prince owns. The purpose, Lowry says, was to conceal Greystone's relationship to Blackwater. Now they just call it XE. Lowry made his statements in a deposition September 10th as part of a whistleblower lawsuit brought by two former Blackwater employees. The suit was filed in 08 by former employees Brad and Malian Davis. They alleged that Blackwater tried to bill the U.S. government for a prostitute for its men in Afghanistan and for strippers in New Orleans in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. The lawsuit claims that Prince personally benefited from alleged fraud. The nation obtained Lowry's deposition from publicly available court filings. This is just one low-level guy reporting. That's just one little snapshot. Image of all of this. Blackwater Lowry alleges paid for steroids using company funds and purchases were coordinated through Blackwater's Iraq country manager. Not only did I purchase the pharmaceuticals, Lowry said in the deposition, but I was also given money and asked to acquire syringes and other forms of modes of injection as well. Lowry said the Blackwater used him to purchase the drugs and other devices because unlike Blackwater personnel, he could move freely and discreetly around Baghdad. Lowry says he personally witnessed several Blackwater operatives injecting themselves with steroids. Lowry said in the deposition that he was a close friend to Jerry Zavko, one of the four Blackwater men killed in the infamous ambush in Fallujah, Iraq, in March of 04. He says the man provided him with tremendous insight in the company and confirmed that the use of steroids and human growth hormone, testosterone, and was pretty endemic to them and almost company-wide. Lowry said that it was a why. We can just look at a Blackwater video on the news out there at their base. I mean, it's a bunch of roid heads. Wide-ranging problem. It looks like a police department. Now the what the statistics are, over 30% of cops are on roids, including women. And then now the police chief up in Fort Worth came out and publicly said they're taking them. Bremer, well, you need cops on roid rage, folks. Bremer was guarded by Blackwater when he ran the CPA from 03 to 04. Lowry said he would purchase the drugs for Blackwater by the case, adding it was as large a quantity as I could get, which was usually a case. He said that the volume I was being asked to purchase on a daily basis was going up substantially as time went on. Lowry also claims he purchased a wide variety of weapons, ammunition, armor, and it goes on, AK-47s. Lowry also describes instances of Blackwater personnel firing randomly at Iraqi pedestrians and into buildings for no apparent reason. Well, they're on cocaine and steroids. I mean, that's a bad mix. He details one night where several Blackwater operatives were at his hotel drinking until 5 a.m. When they left, Lowry says they fired their weapons at randomly as they drove off. Lowry describes parties that some Blackwater personnel would throw at the Al Hamara Hotel in Baghdad that he says were like a frat party with rampant drug use. And see, they encourage this so they can corrupt them, so they got dirt on them. One of these suites was absolutely packed with gentlemen running around either with no clothes on or no shirt on. It was like a frat party gone wild. Drug use was rampant. There was cocaine all over the table. There were blocks of hash. You could smell it in the air. Walking up to the door. He describes parties where, you know, one guy would snort an ounce of cocaine right in front of him, just like Tony Montana level, huge piles of cocaine, weapons, just total insanity.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or InfoWars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5-Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Shannon, Jim, Tony, Peter, Adrian, and others. We're going to be going to your calls here in just a few minutes. Then I'm going to get into the amazing and frightening economic news. It's accelerating exactly as we have basically predicted it would. I want to briefly get back into feds radiating Americans because that made major national news yesterday. Thanks to all of you searching that term. We have a new search term today that you enter into Google over and over again if you'd like. Resentment toward government. That's the three search terms. We'll tell you why in just a moment. But before I get back into that, I want to tell you about some of the sponsors that made today's radio broadcast possible. First off, Interfood. We live in a toxic environment. Daily we are bombarded with chemicals, fluorides, pesticides, and other equally toxic chemicals. The folks on the Gulf Coast, and I have to worry about benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methane, the list goes on and on. The toxic dispersant Corexit, just to name a few of the added dangers to their health. To stay ahead of the complicated games the globalists play, you have to stay healthy, and the products from Interfood Botanicals will help you stay on top of your game in the fight. These guys have been around for 6 years, and they are just awesome. Their products are wonderful. My wife and I use them. Actually, I watched my wife taking some this morning. You just mix it into juice or water. Interfood helps build your body's defenses and helps get rid of toxins. Try the Alex Jones combo with the coconut milk powder. I love their NutriCafe coffee. These guys make wonderful taste and has extracts in it that boost your immune system and physical stamina. They have a ton of other herbal products that really work. Give them a try today. Interfood, E-N-E-R-food.com, interfood.com, or 866-762-9238. And tell them Alex Jones sent you to find big discounts, 866-762-9238, interfood.com, banners on Infowars.com, and prisonplanet.com. And don't forget Diamond Gusset Jeans, 888-8-GUSSET or gusset.com/Alex. And the reason you want to do that is for a limited time. They've almost run out of these. They have these beautiful Don't Tread on Me, Made in America Diamond Gusset shirts. You get a free shirt of your choice, two different designs. You also get free shipping when you buy two pairs of Made in America jeans. And in fact, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, here is one of the T-shirts, my favorite, with the Don't Tread on Me that says Defend the Republic and Defend Freedom on it. Again, 888-8-GUSSET or gusset.com/Alex to find the super discounts and free shipping for folks there at gusset.com/Alex. Okay. I talked about this at the very start of the show, but I want to just recap because it's so important and was so successful. Yesterday, we had an article about mobile x-ray vans with people driving through them, bathing them in radiation. It's also very bad for the technicians running these. We've had radiologists on to talk about this. For some reason, there's not even any regulations on it. There is under federal law for all other x-ray systems, but not with TSA and their Viper teams now on the streets of America. And we had the search term, Feds Radiating Americans, and look what happened right here. Christian Science Monitor. Christian Science Monitor. Mobile x-ray vans hit U.S. streets. And they literally lifted, almost word for word. They barely reread it, rewrote it. And it admits it's real, it's dangerous, it's going on everywhere. There's 500 of these at least, and they're now setting up checkpoints with them. Gives us no credit. I could care less. I love it. Good. Give us no credit. People are now having a national debate about this. Christian Science Monitor, huge. Here's another one. Yahoo News, one of their top stories this morning. Feds radiating Americans. Again, no credit. Word for word, exactly our analysis. Amazing. Here's one that did give us credit. AOL News, feds radiating Americans with scanners at road checkpoints. Is it true? Then they go on to say, yes, it's true. In his most recent Google Trends coup, Alex Jones encouraged users to repeatedly search the phrase Feds Radiating Americans to draw attention to Prison Planet reporter Paul Joseph Watson's new article. In it, the author claims that instead of dedicating their efforts to control illegal immigration and drug trafficking, federal authorities are more worried about radiating American truck drivers. And then it goes into all the dangerous stuff that's happening and admits it's all true. Now, there is a new report out today that's just as out of control and horrible. We reported on this, of course, a few weeks ago, and Wired magazine reported that Google with the NSA and CIA, quote, can predict the future, tracking everything you're doing. But at this police symposium, we'll put that up on screen for folks, that was in the Buffalo News 3 days ago, they admit that veterans that seem unhappy in any way, besides law enforcement applications, the program is also designed to, quote, aid mental health professionals, they're now spies, to help war veterans become emotionally stable. So they listen to their phones. I mean, this is out in the open, admitting you're being listened to, your email's being read by the NSA, given to local police and psychiatrists, and then they just put you in the NICS database and you can't buy guns. And I can't tell you how many even famous people I've met, famous football players that were Vietnam veterans, that say they can't buy guns now. They never visited a psychiatrist, no criminal record, their phones are being listened to, they're banned from owning guns. No judge, no jury, no conviction. So, the real headline here should be veterans being spied on by NSA. I mean, this is so huge. Hey, maybe Kurt Nemo could put that in his story he's writing about this. I mean, Watson's a great writer, and his stories get picked up a lot because he writes it dryly like a regular news report, but puts the facts in there that nobody else will cover. But, I mean, it's far worse than Watson even says in this article. It's just, oh, by the way, they're spying on the veterans. And they just say it like it's no big deal in the Buffalo News. The Buffalo News reports that the system works by detecting resentment in conversations through measurements in decibels and other voice biometrics, also with, again, microphones on the streets. More specifically, the emotional spikes that characterize hatred and deep resentment towards government. As a written transmission scrutinized by the computer program, it can detect the same patterns of fixation of specified subjects, states the reports. And it says, once an individual has been identified as harboring resentment towards the government from their street conversations, phone conversations, and emails, the information can be passed along to authorities so surveillance can begin. I remember 12 years ago, I saw the federal grant, it was in the Statesman, that they put up microphones all over town, and they said it was for gunshot detecting. Then I went to the company website, and they admitted, oh, listen to us listening to this man from 200 yards away. It's a surveillance system. Now they've got laser pods of little low-intensity lasers you can't even see unless it's in the fog at night, and they shoot them on your windows, and it is able to pick up vibrations and get good audio of what's happening in your house. So Austin's got license plate readers, face scanners, lasers. Most cops aren't told about this. It's all part of the Threat Fusion Center. And voice recognition, biometric trackers, body scan trackers. And it's nationwide and worldwide going in now. And if you want to know where they're going, 5 years ago, Mexican Attorney General made hundreds of his employees take implantable microchips to get in the building. Source on that, MSNBC. ABC News. In fact, people won't believe that. Just pull up Mexican Attorney General makes employees take microchips and click on the ABC News link or the MSNBC or Newsweek. Thank you. Okay. So, just completely past 1984, run by child kidnapping, drug dealing, murdering government that's poisoning your food and water. So the search term today is resentment towards government. How about when hundreds of thousands of listeners or millions of listeners make resentment towards government the number one search? That'll cause a big stir. Let's not have 20 or so big mainstream articles about our report tomorrow. Let's have 100. Let's get this report by Paul Joseph Watson and the one Kurt's working on that'll be out in the next 2 hours, and let's get it emailed out to everybody. Enter the Google term, resentment toward government, resentment toward government, resentment toward government. Three words, resentment toward government. And see how they like that. Boy, I'm really trying to make the system mad, aren't I? Hey, I'm all in. Past the point of no return a long time ago. It's hard when a bully, even if they're 2 feet taller than you and weigh 100 pounds more than you, comes over to you to cower and beg them. It's just a lot better to just go, let's just get this on. Yeah. I can't even get excited when I was growing up unless the person was a lot bigger and meaner than I was. You think I'm intimidated by the New World Order? I could care less. They make me a martyr. That's a 1,000 megaton info weapon on you. I don't want that to happen, but you know what? It's all up to God. You detonate Alex Jones, I'll blow a hole in one of your major capital ships in the info war. You drew first blood thousands of times. We're drawing info war blood on you. We're going to cut you a million times and watch you bleed out and roll out like a big filthy whale. With 1,000 harpoons in it. Everybody, you just got to keep criticizing the globalists, exposing them, discrediting them. And every statistic, Congress's approval rating going down, mainstream media approval rating going down, all-time lows, total realignment. Just keep throwing harpoons. Just jump on top of the whale. Yeah. I'm going down with you like Nim, like Captain Ahab. Pass the cup around. Drink it. Nail the gold doubloon on the mast. Ha! Spy me the white whale. Better watch it doing Captain Ahab analogies. Oh, man. I do get a little fired up because I know how real all this is and I know what I've committed myself to, and I just, it feels so right. It feels so good to not be a coward, to be real, to really love humanity, to really love goodness. And to have the will to face evil and know the full of it. That we pull up the Patrick Henry quote. I would know the worst of it and make preparations for it. I want the full speech, though. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. You know, go away from us and forget that you are our brethren if you choose to give in to the tyranny. But as for me, I know not what other course others will take, but give me liberty or give me death. You know what that means? Give me liberty or give me death. They were standing up against the greatest empire never defeated, a ragtag band. They weren't asking for death. They were saying, give me liberty or give me death, because death is what it meant to fail. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Nothing can stop that spirit. Nothing. The spirit of 1776 that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ breathed into this nation. You better know this country hadn't been perfect, but it's been part of divine providence. And you need to tap into that power source. All right, I'm going to shut up and take your calls. Shannon in Mississippi, you're on the air worldwide.
Hello, Alex. I'm glad to be on your show and worldwide. I love you to death, man. And I'm fired up, too, and I want everybody to hear what I got to say. Everything that's going on in this country and this world today, people better wake up. You went down there, you voted for Obama. You want a change in America? Well, you got it. Now you better fight back and try to change it. These police, these cops, and everybody in America that thinks everything is so good, take your children down there, get them ID'd, do all this, do all that, put microchips. You better read your Bible. You better think about God, because it's here. It's happening. This is the end of times, and everybody better. I just don't know how to say it, Alex. I'm so fired up. I am resistance to the government. I'm on your side, and everybody needs to listen and take cover to this. All this stuff about these checkpoints, all this is so good. Protect me from the terrorists. Alex, where are the terrorists?
We know where they are. We know where they are. They're inside the big defense contractors.
Yes, that's where they're at. Everybody listen.
Of course, they're making trillions a year. They're taking over the society. Of course, they're staging the attacks as a pretext to take over.
They are taking over. They're staging attacks. And where are these terrorists? Protect me, Alex. Protect me, Alex, from the terrorists. Okay? Ever since 9/11.
Let's say the terrorists were real. Why would we roll over and give all our freedom and everything up because we're scared of some guys with turbans on their heads?
Well, I hope the government's listening to me and you right now, and I hope Glenn Beck and all five of their people are listening to us right now. Let me tell Glenn Beck and everybody else something. Keep preaching that stuff and lying to the American people and get the American people to wake up and realize what's happening in this country. I mean, global warming. Is it too hot in the United States? Why ain't it hot in China?
Hey, just a year ago, the Republicans were almost all pushing it. Now they've shut up and are claiming they're against it. And they tried to ignore the Copenhagen summit. They tried to ignore the ClimateGate emails. But I knew it was a death blow, and I told people that. I've never celebrated like that on air, watching that capital ship blow up one of their main systems. They are not invincible. They are weak. They are weak. God bless you, Shannon. I appreciate your call. And ladies and gentlemen, it really is a spiritual decision. Now, they can even tell you that with something like football. That's why they have the rah-rah. You know, it's the spirit. It's the attitude. It's how you're going into this 110%. You got to commit, get past your fear, and just say, I am standing against you no matter what you do, no matter what happens. I am committed. I am committed. And you force all the sheeple who are on the sidelines or on the fence to make a choice. Everybody needs to decide right now, what side they're on. You can see this country's run by pure evil, and it's a lot bigger than Obama, that puppet, reading off a teleprompter. Jim in Oregon, you're on the air.
Alex, I'm with you on that, and I'm with your former caller there. Glenn Beck is said that admitted that the economy is collapsing by design. Yesterday, I watched his show, and he tried to equate anti-colonialism with socialism by pointing out Obama's history.
Yeah. He claimed Obama, because his dad was a communist and an anti-colonialism, hates America, again, as if Obama is doing it. We've got the head of NASA, climatologist, saying destroy it. We've got the Rockefeller Foundation deindustrialized, the UN, but it's all about Obama. Obama and some mid-level communist professors, he has this chessboard, and he says they are the kings. They are nothing but errand boys. Let's hear about Rockefeller, Rothschild, Bill Gates. Did you see him saying how Bill Gates was good yesterday?
On pinning it on Obama as anti-colonialist is because look at the colonialists, and you know this in history.
Obama is the colonialist. He is the colonialist posing as a loving UN anti-colonialist so they can take over. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, that's right. And those colonialists, the thing is, it's the people. Well, I think he's doing that because
we
he wants
fought
to
the we fought the colonialist 1776.
Exactly. There are a lot of people in America that aren't socialists, that are against the empire, that are against colonialism. That is what colonialism is.
Because the empire is socialist. The empire uses socialism to take control of governments. The mega banks are the commies. They are the ones. It's not some little professor funded by the Ford and Rockefeller Foundation and tax money. See, McCarthy was useful when he was blaming clerks and janitors and cleanup ladies, but as soon as he figured out that the Pentagon was running it all, that's when they flushed him down the toilet. So see, Beck is playing the part of McCarthy, but McCarthy was for real, in that McCarthy only thought it was low-level communists. The government could use that to set up a police state in the name of fighting communists when they were actually going to use it to take us into communism, which we're now going into, but only communism with the general public. Then our money goes offshore to the globalist. Stay there. I want you to be able to finish up, Jim. Then Tony, Peter, Adrian, and others. Your calls all straight ahead. I love to hear your spirit fired up.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
By the way, folks, we're going to have the health ranger, Mike Adams, in studio up here from Paraguay, where he's moved his operations. for more than an hour in studio on the Friday broadcast tomorrow. Some big guests, by the way, being lined up next week. I'm going to get into the economy, depleted uranium, just to show you what they really think of the military and what they think of you. They'll kill the troops with the DU. Takes, you know, a few years to a decade to kill them or debilitate them. What do they think of you? It's the same thing with these X-ray machines. So that is coming up. I saw comments and some emails yesterday because I put a video out called The Secrets of the New World Order Exposed. And I explain in there how the globalists use fascism, communism, and their own documents to centralize power. They want to collectivize the general public's wealth, but build an anti-communist movement at the same time to be a governor. Just like in an engine. So that they can guide it, and then the globalists are above the law offshore with the new world government they're building, set up by the banks. And it's now all public. Exactly what we told you decades ago is what they built, because we had their documents. And I got emails saying, Alex, you're saying the government, you know, the Pentagon, the military, created the UN. Well, yeah, at a military base, a Presidio, 1945, it was the U.S. idea. The Rockefellers put the money up, the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment, and they put the money up for the U.N. Center in New York. I mean, people don't know that. They just think I'm just saying that. So it's always like, we ought to get the U.N. out of America. We ought to get out of the U.N. The robber barons created the U.N. to transfer our power to it. And now they're transferring it directly to the banks, the IMF and World Bank. Finishing up, Jim, in Oregon, then Tony, Peter, Adrian, and Brian. I'm going to get to you before Doug Rocky comes on. Jim, finish your point.
Well, Beck wants to co-opt the Tea Party and move them away from the Ron Paul non-interventionists, because it's the empire builders, it's the militarists who are the colonialists. It's the Ron Paul supporters saying no.
And they're colonizing us. It's all these companies running the scanners, the data mining, the face scanning, the license plate scanners. They're taking over here. That's what globalism is. They came in and controlled our laws to shut down our industry because they own the industry in China. Bill Gates and others and Warren Buffett are having meetings with the communist leadership who are giving them money for eugenics. I mean, this is a total sellout. The Rand Corporation wrote all this up 60 years ago. This is their plan.
We got to stop it, Alex.
I hear you, Jim. God bless you. I mean, we post the Rand Corporation, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation. They run the military. They run the State Department. It's the robber barons. It's modern slavery. That's what globalism is. Colonialist. Give me a break. Obama is a colonialist. But see, when Beck and others attack him as an anti-colonialist, that gives him cred in the third world. This is a very sophisticated double game. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Michigan. Tony, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I wanted to talk a little bit about vaccines.
Okay.
I know you had Dr. Tenpenny on. Another excellent doctor is Dr. David Ayoub, A-Y-O-U-B. I don't know if you've ever spoken to him, but he did a pretty good presentation, and he mentions the Simpsonwood CDC transcript, and there's some quotes from it, like Dr. Johnson on page 198. This is a meeting of the CDC and
in 2000, doctors. Released by ABC News in 2002, where they said, we've brain damaged millions, we've got to cover it up, but don't give it to your children.
Yeah, and one
go ahead and read the quotes. Go ahead and read the quotes.
This association leads me to favor a recommendation that infants up to 2 years old not be immunized with thimerosal-containing vaccines if suitable alternative preparations are available. I do not believe diagnosis justifies compensation in the vaccine program at this point. I deal with causality. It seems pretty clear that the data is not sufficient one way or the other. My gut feeling, it worries me enough. Forgive this personal comment, but I got called out at 8 o'clock for an emergency call, and my daughter-in-law delivered a baby son by C-section. Our first male in line in the next generation. I do not want that grandson to get a thimerosal container.
Stay there.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tony is bringing up the head of the vaccine program at the CDC in a meeting in 2000 where they talked about millions of brain-damaged people from vaccines in the full minutes. I remember the quote, part of it correctly, but there's a whole bunch of other quotes. And they talked about, yeah, don't give this to your kids. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to tell my daughter, don't give it to our grandson. That's the head of the CDC vaccine program. And then Congress did a type of subpoena and got some of these documents from the CDC because a congressman had his grandson brain damaged. And so that's why that all came out. But they know full well what they're doing. And so I'd ask government people, bureaucrats, those that are part of this operation. Dr. Rima Lebo has treated a major head of state in Europe. I'll leave it at that. And that major head of state, told her, yeah, I know we're planning to kill everybody, and I don't know if I want to go through with it, but I have no choice. They're soft killing us all right now. And it's time for you to wake up to that, folks. But finishing up what you were saying, Tony, briefly, you were reading quotes. Remind me the scientist's name. If I remember correctly, it was the head of that entire CDC program, or was that the head of the CDC? I'm going from memory.
That one was Dr. Johnson. It's on page 198 of the Samson Wood transcript.
Yeah, but what was his position? Wasn't he the head of the program?
I'm not sure. I think he was just the doctor that was attending.
Well, it was a whole bunch of them saying basically the same thing, but go ahead.
Yeah, and another one, Dr. Wheel, said the number of dose-related relationships are linear and statistically significant. You can play with this all you want. They are linear. They are statistically significant. And they all did that. But Dr. David Ayoub also talks about the aluminum in the vaccines. It's not just the mercury, because the mercury actually...
No, it's an accelerant. It's an adjuvant, yes.
Yeah, and aluminum attacks the part of the brain that the mercury leaves alone, and it increases the damage to the mercury.
More importantly, it causes an autoimmune swelling in all cases. It's just when you get a really big swelling, baby goes into convulsions.
Yeah, and it was a Rockefeller scientist that found out that all aluminum adjuvants are toxins in the early 1900s.
And that's why they're spraying it in the weather modification program that they denied and now admit that they're doing. God bless you. Good points, Tony. Peter in Washington, you're on the air.
I'm in agreement with you on just about everything. I've just got one question, and that is to whether or not the royal family of England are major players. A few years ago, Tony Blair, I saw on television, slapped the Queen on the back. She was surprised. I don't think if she was his boss, really, that would have been permitted. And of course,
look, that's all staged. I mean, did you see 2 years ago when the Parliament didn't do what they wanted in Canada and the Queen's Governor General neutralized it and overrode it? That happened in 78 in Australia. I mean, they're always saying she doesn't have any money. The woman owns part of BP and part of Dutch Royal Shell. I mean, the diamond mines, everything. They're just, their wealth is a state secret. It's just that it comes out that government money pays for all their palaces, and it turns out they own some of the biggest PR firms that sell gossip on themselves. One of the princes does. It's all played that they're this silly little vestigial ceremonial thing that the British laugh at. That is a sophisticated psyop.
All right, maybe you're right, but what about Sitaro when he was in London? He kind of snubbed the Queen, too. Are you saying that this person that's all form would allow such a thing?
Well, Obama, of course, has bowed to many other royalty around the planet and groveled to them. And the media plays up, you know, all of this stuff constantly, you know, about how there's no special relationship between the U.S. and England. From our research, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, known as the House of Windsor, are one of the most powerful families on Earth, along with their cousins, Queen Beatrix and others in the Netherlands, sir. But, I mean, regardless, I mean, they're definitely part of the power structure. Don't you agree, Peter?
Well, yeah. Prince Charles is guilty, but I don't think he's a great Machiavellian.
Okay.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up at the end of this hour, I'm going to get into China, how the globalists admit they positioned it to destroy the industry of the United States, and why that's so important. Here's CNBC. U.S. is practically owned by China. Here's a Reuters. China's rich make generous gifts at Gates and Buffett dinner for eugenics. So we'll get into the master plan in the last 10 minutes or so of the broadcast today. But for much of this hour, and gold at $1,316 an ounce today. Amazing, as the dollar continues to be devalued. I wanted to get Dr. Doug Rocke on, and I appreciate him coming on so quick because we've seen this precedent set where 20 years ago, and even back to the 40s, the Pentagon said DU is deadly poisonous and radioactive and should only be used if the Soviets pour across in an invasion of Western Europe, because after a nuclear war has already started, you know, it's going to kill the troops down the line, but that's just what we're going to have to do. But starting in the Gulf War, they said, we'll use it in limited areas and try to clean it up. Then it killed and maimed most of those that cleaned it up. And now they just say, use it at proving grounds, use it everywhere. We've had troops calling in confirming. They don't even tell them. You know, the cases say wear gloves. They don't tell you when they fire it out of a gun. It's now in hundreds of different types of munitions, or a big gun that some of it, you know, gets on the troops. They don't tell you that when it hits a target, it aerosolizes, turns into particles, then you breathe it. And this just goes to the fact that now they're rolling out 500 mobile X-ray vans and had checkpoints in Atlanta that we reported on, that our report now on the Christian Science Monitor, Yahoo News, AOL News. We're making this a national debate. It shows that there's been a major change. Now they just don't care. You know, we're going to let guys unshielded in vans fire. We've had a radiologist, an engineer radiologist who designed these systems, you know, and looked at the specs of these very units, at least 10 times the radiation of a chest X-ray. And it shoots through your walls and shows crisp images and shoots through cars. They're just driving around doing this, and they're not even wearing radiation badges. They're not even top scientists are all over the news saying 20 to 50 times the radiation they'd previously said with the backscatter systems at the airports. Now going into mobile vans, they force you through to get into sporting events. It's on the news. You're going to walk through them. I mean, they want them in shopping malls, the FBI says, and then you pay for this with taxpayers. This is a good deal, not just nuclear submarines and Polaris missiles and aircraft carriers and drones. Now you get to pay the military-industrial complex for this. So I wanted to get Dr. Doug Rocky, who has a degree in different forms of radiation, to talk about DU, to talk about how they're just radiating everyone all over the place now, and the mindset of not caring. Let me read to you his lengthy bio. Dr. Doug Rocky is a depleted uranium expert. He earned his B.S. in physics at Western Illinois University, followed by his M.S. and Ph.D. in physics and technology education at the University of Illinois. His military career spanned four decades to include combat duty during the Vietnam War and Gulf War I. Doug served as a member of the 3rd U.S. Army Medical Command's Nuclear Biological Chemical, MBC, Teaching Medical Response and Special Operations Team, 3rd U.S. Army Captured Equipment Project Team, and with the 3rd U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Assessment Team during Desert War I, Operation Desert Storm. And he wrote then in the official book on it, on DU. He literally wrote, we got the guy who wrote the book for you. Because now troops are calling me going, they say there's no problem. We can bomb an area and go right into it. They say DU's no problem. And they're just using it everywhere now. He was the U.S. Army's Depleted Uranium Project Director from 94 to 95, the Army's director of the program. He developed the congressionally mandated education training materials that aren't given anyone now and wrote the U.S. Army Regulation 700-48. Just like there's regulations on radiation, on radiology equipment, X-ray machines, the government doesn't have to follow it. And they call in TSA workers. Now, we've confirmed this. We've had callers tell us, but I've confirmed it separately, and are asking them, do you have a problem with these? Are you worried about them? Are you worried about radiation? Yeah, I'm worried. Okay, you're let go. We'll find an idiot that'll do it. He wrote the U.S. Army Regulation 700-48, U.S. Army PAM 700-48, U.S. Army's Common Task for DU Incidents. Doug has taught nuclear, biological, chemical warfare, hazardous materials, emergency medicine for 20 years in both civil and military personnel. Dr. Doug Rocky was the original author of the 1982 EDRT Emergency Disaster Response Assistance Team proposal, which formed the formation of the today's National Guard CSD teams and the Illinois CERT teams. In preparation for the 96 Atlanta Olympics, he wrote and taught the original chemical biological counterterrorism course for the civilian emergency responders that is now the federal 120 cities and Department of Justice course that served as the emergency response team location at Birmingham, Alabama. He joins us now, and he's been affected in bad health, and a lot of his team has died, by the way, just from the cleanup at the Road of Death in 1991 outside Kuwait, there on the Iraq border. And he's still hanging on in a bull. And Dr. Doug Rocky, good to have you here with us, sir.
Well, thank you very much, sir. You make me sound some kind of like, hey, I'm just a guy with blue jeans and tennis shoes.
Yeah, but, I mean, you are one of the leading experts on DU in the world. You ran the Army program.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that was part of my tasking. And, you know, when we used this during Desert Storm, there were no preparations or anything put in place for medical care or environmental cleanup. And all of a sudden, General Schwarzkopf sent an order down to the 3rd Medical Command Commander, D.G. Zulus, and said, hey, find Doug Rocky. You know, the Pentagon said he's the guy to do it. And have him clean up the mess and do decon and set up the medical care and... Lord Almighty, it's now been, what, 20 years?
Talk about what it's done to you personally and what happened to your team.
Oh, boy. Well, yeah, I mean, within 24 hours of the initial assignment, we all started coming down with respiratory problems and rashes. The first cancers on the team happened within 6 to 9 months afterwards. The first deaths on the team were within 2 years. You'll see a lot of people in the Department of Defense, they'll say, no, it didn't happen. There's individuals out there today that try to stop all this information from getting out. They say it didn't happen. We weren't there. Well, we were there. The photographs, the video all prove it. You know, one of the things that was real interesting, in 1998, Bill Clinton's Secretary of Defense staff, they all briefed him, all right? And they flat out told him, you know, 8 years after the fact, they hadn't even notified anybody or set up medical care. So it goes on and on and on and on.
And you wrote the book on what it does, but, I mean, tell us what it did to you personally.
Well, what first happened, we got the rash and the respiratory stuff. Within 2 to 3 years, as I'm going back on active duty as the director of the U.S. Army Depleted Radium Project to write the training, the regulations, the cleanup procedures, the kidney problems were already there, had probably 20 kidney surgeries.
That's what the troops keep telling me. It messes up their kidneys and urinary tract. How many surgeries do you have, sir?
About 20.
20? Okay, please continue.
And then we had all the respiratory problems, calcified granulomas in the lungs, the radiation cataracts. I've already had the eye surgery in the left eye, and they're trying to postpone the eye surgery in the right eye because the surgery is just a nightmare, and it takes months and months of recovery, and it's so dangerous. Thing we've had happen, and again, I have more phone calls and emails on it again in the last 48 hours, is because of decalcification and dephosphorization of the bones and the teeth, you fracture bones all over the place, and then your teeth just literally... they disintegrate and fall out, and so my teeth are gone. And then, obviously, you have all the other neurological problems, the neuromuscular problems, and we're seeing hundreds of thousands of U.S. military, totally confirmed by the Department of Veterans Affairs, with all the same problems. I mean, it has just turned into a complete nightmare. Members of my team developed cancer and died. We had a friendly fire guy, absolute friendly fire, Desert Storm 1, in a Bradley fighting vehicle. They're still, to this day, I got the message from him on the other day, okay? And he still was denied medical care after 20 years. 20 years that he was in a Bradley fighting vehicle where an Abrams gunner shot it up with a 120-millimeter DU round. He still can't get medical care. And then the widows of my guys that have died, they've just all but abandoned them.
And now we just got numbers by the British Medical Journal and others, 14 times the regular cancer rate in Fallujah, 3 to 4 times in the troops that fought there. I mean, that is a nuclear war zone. And now they've gone from admitting DU's bad to just saying, everybody, have a party. It's fun.
Well, you know, that was part of the thing, because what was really crazy, in March of 1991, as I got this signed to do all this stuff, I was given two memorandums, and you've seen these memorandums before. One was called the Los Alamos Memorandum. The other one was sent, and that was written by Colonel Michelstein from Los Alamos, New Mexico, the major labs there. And the other one was written by Colonel Greg Lyle from the Defense Nuclear Agency. These are the number one bomb guys, okay? You don't get any higher than these are the experts. And in the Defense Nuclear Agency, it warned about all the serious health hazards, all the risks of political ramifications, the fact that we would deliberately contaminate air, water, and soil, leaving that contamination for eternity and can't be cleaned up. But then in the Los Alamos memo, was a direct order to lie on our reports to sustain the use of uranium munitions by maintaining active proponency. And then in December of 1992, we started the U.S. Army Environmental Policy Institute study on depleted uranium, and that was co-located here at the University of Illinois in the U.S. Army Serial Labs. That's their main Army research lab. And in that directive from December of 1992, said, well, do the study, guys. We know it's a health hazard. We can't clean it up. There's nothing we can do about the medical or environmental effects, but hey, we're always going to use it. And it's been going on that way ever since.
And now they've got proving grounds. Before it was, what, 10? Now it's hundreds. They're using it in Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Texas, near small towns. They're just, in fact, I've been talking to armorers and others. They now serve it out to the troops and don't even tell them it's DU.
Well, you know, one of the most interesting things about that, it's all over. We've got Kansas City is a mess. We've got up in, all around New York, around the Falls, Niagara Falls, that whole area is a mess. We've got Puerto Rico is a mess. We've got England, Florida is a mess. You know, the contamination is definitely out there in the Gulf. Now, what's been stirred up with all this current nightmare, I don't know. Hawaii has turned into a total mess, and the Army simply refuses to clean up Hawaii, even though they acknowledge it's there, even though the medical effects are known, they simply refuse to clean it up. And then the Nuclear Regulatory Commission just goes ahead and backs them up all the way. It, I mean, we have to understand, we have to get rid of the byproduct of our nuclear energy system, okay? So 99% of everything that goes into the system at Paducah, Kentucky, Oak Ridge, and Fort Smith, Ohio to make reactor fuel or bomb stuff is pure waste. That's uranium hexafluoride. 99% by mass is pure waste. Well, what we do then, we turn it into concrete. We turn it into DU munitions. We turn it into forklift truck weights. We turn it into cooking pots and even golf club heads. I mean, it's really neat.
Now, excuse me. I've read some of this, but they're now putting this in regular products.
Oh, absolutely, because of the incredibly high density. I mean, if you think about a golf club head, what you want is incredible high density to hit that ball and drive that ball a long ways. So they do that. And then the forklift trucks, you need incredibly high density. So you have a small volume but extremely high weight. So it's used in the back. And then for concrete, it's called DU-crete. You can buy it at the lumberyard. And again, what it does is strengthens and reinforces the concrete. You don't have to put the rebar in because it's already got the metal in it.
So that's actually true. This is sold at Home Depot.
Probably a different. I've never gone into Home Depot to buy it, but it's definitely sold on the market. I mean, you know, you can get it and it's worked with it. So we have all of this stuff, but then we continuously use these munitions because they're incredibly effective.
Yeah, but let's first talk about the half life of DU.
billions and billions of years, forget it. I mean, you know, we have the rheological part of it, okay? And, I mean, we're looking at billions and billions of years reduce even one half-life. Now, when this stuff is laying outside on the ground, I mean, it's not a real hazard, but once it gets in the body, the alpha, beta, and gamma emissions literally tear up the body and rip up the body because they're in direct contact, and now you have incredible radiological damage once it's inhaled, ingested, absorbed, or anything.
Well, by the way, Doc, we did pull it up. It's 4.5 billion years.
Isn't that wonderful?
And this shows the mindset of these people. They want a carbon tax on carbon dioxide that plants breathe, but they're not worried about DU everywhere.
You know, one of the crazy things is, in preparation for Desert Storm, Colonel J. Edgar Wakayama, who is the director of the Operational Test and Evaluation Command for the whole Department of Defense, okay, he did a DU briefing. Now, he took a lot of the information I wrote and he put into it. And he totally confirmed all the health problems in it. I mean, when you pull up the actual briefing by him, the Pentagon briefing, thoroughly acknowledges alpha particle taken inside the body has large doses and hazard-producing cell damage and cancer. Lung cancer is well documented. Well, that's what happened to my guys. The beta particle hazardous to skin and the lens of the eyes, incredible rashes. The damage to the lens of the eye, the radiation cataracts, again, has ripped my eyes apart. We look at all the continuing problems, all of the stuff, target organs, kidney, and the bone. And then when you got the bone, obviously you got the teeth, which just break out. And the other crazy thing, they totally acknowledge, statement of fact, urine samples containing uranium are mutagenic as determined by the Ames test. Well, ladies and gentlemen, don't pee on your fingers because you're putting direct carcinogens on your fingers. The cultured human stem cell bone line with DU also transforms the cells to become carcinogenic. Well, that's why we have all the incredible levels of leukemia. I mean, we have incredible levels of leukemia in the returning military troops and totally, as you just acknowledged, all over Iraq, Afghanistan, all over the place where it's been tested, up in Concord, Massachusetts, where we look at Albany, New York. We look down at...
Doc, I want to get more into that, but what does this mean for you about the mindset of the war planners? Because you've quoted these from the late 1940s where they were already talking about this as a weapon because they had so much byproduct, but they said no. From the 40s up until the 80s, they said no. know, they'd let the troops be in Agent Orange. They'd let the troops take guinea pig vaccines. They'd even have the Project Shed and spray chemical and biologicals on the troops, you know, treating them like guinea pigs. But then there was this change. It was just, I mean, that sounds like something Satan would do. We'll let the troops use a weapon. We'll put it in concrete. We'll put it in golf clubs. We'll put it in forklifts. We'll put it everywhere. It's going to soft kill everybody that gets in contact with it. I mean, something changed, and that dovetails with now high-powered x-rays that look through your walls, and they're telling the technicians don't worry about radiation. I mean, this is madness.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, you know, we've got the Buck Rogers ray gun, too, that the Air Force Secretary has authorized and told to use on civilians during any disturbances or protests or anything else. So we've got this out there totally. I think for me as a, you know, a career military officer, a scientist, a teacher and everything, and medical, you know, I had to come to the realization, especially when I was served as a director and did the stuff and wrote it. I came to the realization no matter what we did, you couldn't clean it up after you used it. No matter what you did, there was absolutely no effective medical care and treatment because as I'm doing this, I'm deteriorating. I mean, one of the most astonishing things that they've had at the U.S. Army Chemical School is they called me Dr. Rock or Dr. D.U., is, my God, how are you continuing to do all this work when you're so sick and your guys are so sick, and yet you guys are writing the regulations, you're doing the research on the Nevada test site, Aberdeen Proving Grounds, every place we were doing it, and yet you're getting this done. Well, I had to personally come to the realization, my God, what we have done to God's earth and what we are doing to God's earth and what we will do to God's earth is completely wrong. We can't use these radioactive toxic conditions because we can't clean them up. We don't have the medical care. And yet the arrogance that's set by the military mindset is any weapon that we have can kill and destroy man, animal, structures, or anything we're going to use. And DU weapons originally designed were supposed to be set, as you said in the opening, for armor. You know, the Soviets coming across the plains in Eastern Europe. But DU weapons are far more effective against a conventional wooden frame structure. They're more conventionally effective against anything. And so that's why we have all the different ones. And so in Iraq and Afghanistan, I mean, when you look at apartment houses and apartment buildings and houses and other hospital facilities and water treatment plants, sewage treatment facilities that are all shot up and burned out with radioactive contamination, you go, my God, why?
And we're seeing an exponential increase every year of the use of these weapons and the type of munitions they're in, and the troops need to know. You use DU weapons, and you move into areas, because unlike a lead round or a steel round, and Doc, you can explain this, DU has such a high mass that when it hits, it goes through softer things, but once it hits a hard surface, it literally ignites, correct, sir?
Well, first, let's get this clear. The DU round is on fire the minute it leaves the muzzle of the weapon, okay? It's on fire immediately, so it's shedding. Uranium rounds have an extremely high density, but they're very soft. So they shatter, they break up a lot. So we see 60 to 70% of it breaking up in mass extremely fast.
So the troops are literally firing toxic waste radiation guns. I mean, you talk about Buck Rogers, Martians land, and they're firing radiation blocks. I mean, literally just, I mean, Darth Vader stormtroopers wouldn't be that stupid. I mean, they're literally firing radiation guns.
That's correct. And see, that when I did the work of the Nevada test site in Mercury, Nevada, that's what I learned, that what I found out. I mean, we're out there shooting everything. I was shooting up 4x4 chunks of wood. It was incredible. I was shooting up sand dunes. We're shooting up armor, shooting up everything. And what we learned and what we saw scared me. It scared us. And we had to do this to confirm and write, as you said, the Army regulations that govern how it's handled, how it's cleaned up, what you do, what are the medical requirements. And then it was totally, totally ignored. And again, it comes down to it. We have a mindset in our nation now. We're attacking and destroying nations all over. We're killing and maiming and shooting everybody. And they've never attacked us. They've never done anything to us. And then we contaminate the air, water, and soil around them, make their food unusable. I mean, in the commentary.
But our own stormtroopers, I interrupted you. I want you to continue there, but go back to, you know, you fire a 50 caliber rifle, let's just pick that weapon,
right,
with a DU round, what happens?
Well, take for example, we had the U.S. Marines shot a 50 caliber DU round at the beginning of Iraqi freedom, and they destroyed an Abrams tank. Took everybody out inside of it and destroyed the tank. It was that simple. They destroyed an Abrams tank with a 50 caliber DU round. And got everybody inside, you know, wounded, ill, sick, you know, I mean, just a nightmare. And it continues on. what I hear day in and day out from people that are being deployed have come back. They've gone into areas where DU has been used, or they're using it. They were not provided the training. They were not given the medical care. They're not given the procedures. It's 40 hours of training.
They're given a death sentence. I mean, it's a death sentence.
Correct, it is, but it's a death sentence, you know, not only for our military, and then you bring it on back to the families, because the contamination has absolutely been brought back to the states and cross-contaminated within the military bases and off-base. I personally want to confirm that personally by doing it for the Army. You know, and then you get the spouses sick. I've had spouses that have sat right here at my table, right, I mean, 3 feet from where I am right now. They got cross-contaminated once contamination came back with the same medical problems that I have. Absolutely identical.
Because it only takes a little bit.
The little bit, I mean, we're talking about nano amounts. You know, amounts so small that you can't even see it. Because, see, the particulates, when this stuff is used, we're looking at extremely fine, smaller, less than a tenth of a micron. So there's no filtering that will clean it up or take care of it.
Stay there, Doc. We got to come back. This is amazing. Dr. Doug Rocky is our guest. Dr. DU.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to have Dr. Doug Rocky up in the near future for another hour. He's very gracious to join us so we can just take calls from troops. We won't have time today, but if the doc will do it, we'll have him back in the next few weeks for an hour just to take calls from victims of depleted uranium. But this goes to the whole mindset of the system. And I'm going to beg listeners to do something. We archive this live radio show and the live streaming video every day at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want PrisonPlanet.tv members to get this interview with Dr. Doug Rocky and post it everywhere. We'll put it on the Alex Jones channel as well. But this, you need to give this to everyone you know who is in high school where the military is literally taking it over and forcing recruiting and threatening kids to join. You need to send it to everybody you know in the military because the troops, they aren't even labeling it. They aren't even telling them. They're just serving it out now. They have a right to know. The government doesn't own troops. They're not allowed to kill them this way. And pull up that headline for me. Came out about a month ago, London Independent. It was the British Medical Journal and others, and studies that have been done in Fallujah. Cancers and birth defects 14 times higher in Fallujah. That's London Guardian. Huge rise in birth defects in Fallujah. Iraq, former battle zone, sees abnormal clusters of infant tumors and deformities. Yeah, that's from a year ago. This one's about a month ago. It's a new major study. 14 times. Cancers increased 14 times in Fallujah. That should pull it up. But they know this. I mean, this is crimes against humanity that are off the chart. This is, from the studies I've seen, Doc, higher ratios than Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Why is DU so deadly?
Well, because of the incredible amount of quantities. I mean, we used 370 tons of solid radioactive materials during Desert Storm. And then, so we did, that's Desert Storm, Gulf War One. That's just in a few weeks, all right? And then in 93 and 94, we used another 35 tons of the Balkans, all right? And I wrote the procedures for that. We used it in Somalia. And as we're getting ready for the Somalia, we wrote and got out in October of 1993 what's called, that's the primary medical directive, for providing medical care to anybody exposed to DU. And that required medical care being provided, the radio bioassay done within 24 hours of exposure. Within 24 hours of exposure, not weeks, months, years later. Because what we do know, and when we wrote the medical procedures and all this other stuff, is if you wait for 30 days after you're exposed to DU and do a radio bioassay, that's your analysis, what you will find with all of the tests the military uses, either VA and the Army, they use the same lab, the same bad guys, it'll only be 1/1000th what's actually in the body. So that, I mean, so they deliberately delay the testing so that there is no medical evidence of it. And then what's there, they say, well, this is dietary. Well, it's not dietary. It's never been in the diet. It's never going to be in the diet. And so we have a total nightmare. We have just a mindset of, well, this is these are extraordinarily effective weapons against all known targets. So we're going to use them. We're not going to give the troops the training. We're not going to give them the regulations that are enforced. And what's real interesting, today, the general that signed the Army regulation, that signed the original orders, going back to 1993 and then in 2002, is now the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, General Eric Shinseki. My attempts to talk to him and his staff and get them to acknowledge and do what's required and for him to even confirm that they need to comply with what he wrote, signed as a mandatory directive, even though I wrote it, meets with total failure.
All right, I've got to apologize. For some reason, my mind failed me. It's not 14 times an increase in cancers and birth defects. It's 15 times. London Guardian, London Independent, AP. So it's 15 times. Sorry, folks. It's worse than I said. Toxic legacy of U.S. assault in Fallujah, worse than Hiroshima. The shocking rates of infant mortality and cancer in Iraqi city raise new questions about battle. No, they know. I mean, the doctors are telling them it's the DU. They knew this. I mean, this. It's like Satan runs our government.
Yeah, because you have to understand, what we're doing is about killing, destroying, and seizing property, terrain, and resources. And so anything that's effectively to do that, you're going to do it. And that's where I had to make the ethical and moral decision. What do I have to do? I tried within the system for years and years and years to get it done, to get it taken care of, to get compliance with the regulation, get the medical care, and failed. Totally failed.
Well, I'll tell you this. America has got a lot of good people in it, but we make jokes about Iraq and, you know, parking lot, turn them into a parking lot, glass parking lot, and people are so disconnected from reality. Of course the banks have stolen $28 trillion, according to Bloomberg. Of course they're setting up mobile x-ray vans that are going to end up killing the operators and the people they're hitting with them. Of course, I mean, it's the sky's the limit, doctor. I mean, if they get away with this and people make jokes about the dead and dying Iraqi children, like the one on screen, then, I mean, what's going to happen to us? The same thing. I mean, what does this say about what they think about the truth?
They don't care about the truth, but that's most effective. One of the things that scared me, and this all happened here in the last few weeks, medical care for the Department of Veterans Affairs is completely broken. The Department of Veterans Affairs totally acknowledges from Desert Storm there's 300,000 needing medical care. They thoroughly acknowledge over 500,000 from Vietnam. With the new rules, they're going to add another 250,000. And they thoroughly, totally acknowledge in their own medical reports, and you've seen those, you have them, where it's over 500,000, 500,000 from Iraqi freedom, the current things alone, okay? And then back for a few, you know, just again here a couple of weeks ago for September 11th, all right? The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs decides to sponsor a race car in the September 11th Air National Guard race, okay, Air Guard 400 at Richmond, Virginia. $430,000 is what they pay to sponsor a race car. $430,000 sponsor a race car. And myself and my team and my guys right here, I mean, just a handful of us, but we know we can't even get our prompt and effective medical care for ourselves, and we have to pay out of our pocket for our own surgery.
Well, let's go back. They knew day one it was asbestos, mercury, everything several feet deep on the ground from the World Trade Center's collapse, and they said, don't wear respirators, there's no problem, core exit in the Gulf. They're saying it doesn't matter if the average age is 51 to die from the Exxon Valdez cleanup with the same stuff. I mean, it's this policy of they enjoy killing troops and first responders. They're setting the precedent, and the New York Post called the dead and dying medical people and police and firemen ambulance chasers for trying to get medical treatment for the asbestos. I mean, doctor, I've got all the Rockefeller Foundation documents. We've covered it, where they say they want to reduce our population.
Well, you know, let's come to the World Trade Center. Those police and fire that went in there and died, that are sick today, those are my friends. They were my students. One of my best friends led the entire rescue, Willie Rodriguez. That's reality. And those guys call. I've got one of the police officers, senior command officials. He's very sick and having all the same medical problems. And we talk, and he tries to get medical care, and we work on everything we can. But they have just thrown those guys away because it's all the toxic materials, all the byproducts of the explosives, all the byproducts of the uranium munitions that were used. I mean, I want to say that again. The uranium munitions were used, especially in the South Tower. I mean, we know that happened. You can see on the video and the photographs and do the measurements.
Well, that's right. I've actually seen major British reports where they did radiation readings and they were off the charts. And how was there 2,500 degrees a month and a half after from the thermal photographs of the site?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing's a nightmare. So it's a medical nightmare all the way around.
Well, let me ask you this. You're saying they blew it up using some type of DU weapon, and there's a lot of evidence that shows that. If tens of thousands of troops conservatively have died from DU exposure...
Well, we're looking at... When we go to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, Griffiths report, that the Gulf War Veterans Information System report, all anybody has to do is go to www.va.gov, then in the VA search engine, you type in GWVIS. That Gulf War Veterans Information System, but the acronym is GWVIS. Pull it up and read it. It tells you point blank, these are the number of troops that participated, were on duty. These are the number that are currently left alive. These are the hundreds and hundreds of thousands that have now applied for permanent disability with the Department of Veterans Affairs because of medical problems, but yet we've denied care to tens and tens of thousands.
And I've read that their life expectancy is way down, so a lot. How many people roughly have died from the DU?
God only knows. I mean, thousands upon thousands upon thousands, civilians and military. I mean, you know, when we see all these military, because you have to remember, with the military, you've got complex exposures, not just FDU. You've got the immunizations, you've got the hazard materials, you've got all of the stuff that's gone in there. and the pesticides. Totally.
I understand, but here's my question, because we're almost out of time, and will you come back soon?
I'll come back any day, anytime you ask me.
Maybe we should do 2 hours so I can really let you roll with your incredible knowledge and then take an hour of calls. So when we let you go here in a moment, we'll put you on hold, Doctor, because the show's about to end this hour, and I'm going to cover some financial news because so much is happening right now in the markets. But this issue, what I'm saying is this. If they don't care about the troops dying from radiation exposure, if they don't care about the TSA employees running these naked body scanners, why wouldn't the Pentagon stage a 9/11 to kill 3,000 people, to make trillions of dollars in no-bid contracts and launch their war and set up a domestic police state, A? And B, what is your view of 9/11?
Well, the first thing, talk to the individuals who were absolutely in there, okay? And when I talk to the people who were there, we know that the aircraft, you know, there was no aircraft to hit the Pentagon. That you can confirm with video photographs, and the people were there, my friends were there. And you talk to the police and the fire and the World Trade Center. Get their direct opinion. Get them on the radio and talk to them. Find out exactly what happened by the people that were there. And then it scares the bejesus out of you. But the whole key thing with DU, and we got to leave this because I know you're running out of time. Every soldier, every parent, everybody has to pull up the U.S. Army Regulation 700-48. They have to pull up the depleted uranium common task training. They could have to pull up the pamphlets and the technical bulletin and read the information for themselves. Find out what's happening. Pull up the Wakayama depleted uranium briefing. And, I mean, you can go to grassrootspeace.org and go to Beyond Treason websites, and you can pull them up and read them. Make sure you have it. And then if you're the military, ask your commander, why aren't you giving me the mandatory training? Why aren't you telling me this? Why aren't you giving me the mandatory medical care? Because they don't care.
Well, Doc, if your calendar is good, we're going to have you on for 2 hours. We'll do an hour of overdrive, 1 to 3 Central on Monday, October the 11th. How's that sound?
Hey, we can do that.
And just God bless you for your work and your strength and all you've gone through and your courage. I know a lot of military families, a lot of people thinking about joining the military, a lot of currently serving military are going to watch this video, hear this podcast, and look into what you're saying. And they can search that Army regs. They can look at it for themselves. Because I have troops that email me and go, they tell us DU's not even a problem. And I've had military families who get mad at me, people I know, and have called me a liar to my face, saying, my son, you know, fires these munitions, and you're a liar. The government wouldn't do that. And you just don't even know what to say to them, Doc. I mean, they're just so foolish.
Well, you know, they're so foolish, but then the problem is when they're in a crisis mode, my phone rings 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And I don't sleep at night, or I get woken up, or we have to respond, or we have to get medical coordinator, we have to get a pastor deployed, or we have to get the police deployed. I mean, you can't keep doing it, and I can't keep doing it because of the total disregard of our leaders for the health and safety of our military.
Well, people are just so gullible, because if they admit the government knows DU is killing the troops, and then they have to admit that we literally have nothing less than Satan running our country. I mean, if they have to admit that to themselves, their whole fake world is over. And as you said on record, the Army knows this. They know full well what they're doing, and they just actually enjoy what's happening to the troops. I mean, it's not just they don't care.
You know, and you get right to it. What my pastor has said, and my brigade chaplain for the military said, two individuals, people won't acknowledge it because the foundation of everything they believed and what they trusted literally collapses. And then their life goes and shatters. Well, try living it 365 days a year for 40 years. I'm going back to my Agent Orange days and realize what is happening and try to get it done for myself. And I had to put this stuff together, but get it done for these kids that don't know, and they don't have access. They don't know who to call. They don't know how to get help.
Dr. Rocky, we'll see you on Monday, the 11th of October. So we'll see you in about 12 days or so. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Dr. Doug Rocky. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the people running our country, they always give the troops soft kill to knock you out, to decommission you, and you better grow up. They're now trying to talk about police departments using DU. I mean, it is just hell on earth. Face the facts, learn the truth. This DU issue could open up reality to so many people because it's 100% admitted. Now, I wanted to get into some financial news because U.S. is practically owned by China, CNBC. China's rich make generous gifts at Gates and Buffett dinner. I'm going to spend more time on this tomorrow, but I'm going to cover it now. It is so huge to understand what they've done, how the globalists set up China as the model, and this transfer of power to China, and the fact that China's donating money for eugenics to Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They have the one-child policy in place. We also have gold hitting $1,316 an ounce today. We've got CNBC reporting gold could hit $2,000 amid inflation. You've got the dollar plunging at a record rate. We've got the economic numbers that America is completely disappearing. The middle class is disappearing. It's melting like an ice cream cone in the middle of July, laying on the sidewalk. I wanted to briefly bring Ted Anderson up. Ted, I haven't been watching it since I saw it at 1316. Where is gold, and what high did it touch today?
1316.90. Currently, gold is at 1308.80 or 1308.30. Silver hit $22.10. Currently trading at 21.78. It's been a hot market. It's just amazing. You know, it continues to climb, and it's just gaining momentum, which is not surprising. This time of the year, we're sort of entering into that time frame where gold does come around, and it does very well.
And the Federal Reserve's announced it's going to start printing money and giving it to itself, not even to us. It's bad enough to print it, then it devalues. At least you get something out of it. We're not even getting the benefits of the Weimar Republic. They just keep it, but then devalue the money we've got, and then we have to pay it in taxes. I haven't asked you today if you've still got the silver half dollars at 1050 that nobody else in this world that I've seen can touch, and the different super gold specials you've got just for radio listeners, Ted. What are they?
Yeah, I do. I have the silver half price is right now at $10.50, just like you said. However, the internet price now is at $12.28. By the way, U.S. Eagles just jumped over $1,400 an ounce. They're at 1401. British sovereigns, they're at 360. I'm carrying that deal at 355. The francs, remember we talked about those? I got them at 283.62. They're currently at 288. So the margins, or the market's moving up with gold, and everything's going just, you know, gangbusters.
And how long until you run out of the gold you bought a few weeks ago, and then it's going to have to go up? Because you're selling, I mean, this is like a time machine. Folks can go back in time and buy gold when it was lower. How long can you keep offering that?
Well, you know, I'm watching my supply, and I know that prices are going to go up, and it's just inevitable. It's a matter of time. Probably the next thing that's going to take the big increase is those Walking Liberty halves at 1050.
Let me give the number out. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Tell folks when you call the great brokers there at Midas Resources that it's an Alex Jones special, or you will be paying the higher prices. You heard Ted. You have to tell them it's Alex Jones that sent you. 800-686-2237. Ted, stay there. I want to ask you about China and the rest of the economy on the other side. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Don't forget, we're doing another search term today. Yesterday's was devastatingly successful. Resentment towards government. Government's having law enforcement seminars saying, yeah, we're listening to everybody's phones, emails, microphones on the streets, right out of 1984. I mean, literally from the book. And if we hear somebody resent the government, or when they hear something about the government and show resentment, we're going to watch them. I mean, this is just, these people are out of control. X-ray machines, DU, they're lunatics. So let's search that term over and over again. Resentment towards government. Let's make it number one. It should be number one in the next hour or two up there at Google. But let's get it in there. I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow because it's so important. But, you know, when you see a headline like this, I want to ask Ted his view on it. U.S. is practically owned by China, and it goes on to say the U.S. Supremacy is the top world economy will end sooner than many people believe, so gold is better investment than the dollar, despite it hitting a new record, said Tom Winfrith, CEO of Financial Services of Rivington Street Holdings, CNBC reported Monday. Gold hit a new record high, and it goes on. He says, America is practically owned by China. He reminded them that the 1900s, sterling was the world's reserve currency. In 1948, that was no longer the case, and the British Empire collapsed. America is doing what Britain did. And he went on to say, we're going to collapse. And that's what all the other big analysts are saying. This was done by design. The globalists knew when they sold derivatives. They knew when they ran up America's credit card to build their world government and move their operations to China that this was going to happen. And they're just going to destroy the country. They're going to raise the taxes to fund the world government, and we're over. We're done. Unless we reverse this. But at least individuals can protect themselves with gold and silver. And we're trying to move to the countryside and start get somewhat self-sufficient and educating your neighbors. That's the most valuable thing. So you've got friends. So people know how creepy and evil this government is. We've got to get together to speak out against it and take our country back and understand what a threat it is and get good sheriffs elected. Like the film we carry, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic covers. This is all so important. By the way, I want to add, we do have for pre-order, What in the World Are They Spraying, a powerful chemtrail film. Order it now at Infowars.com. It ships out October 22nd if you want to get it first. What in the World Are They Spraying? Those banners are now up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But here it is, Reuters. China's rich make generous gifts at Gates and Buffett dinner for their admitted eugenics foundation. This is a new private corporate tax with a kitty money in for population reduction. And look at how China's the model. China's elite totally bought into this. China's elite killed 80 plus million of their own people. They love it. They're a bunch of killers. And our media doesn't tell us China's corrupt anymore, even though they're just as corrupt as ever. They're the new model. You want to know what America's going to look like? China. It's a lot bigger than that devil Barack Obama. It's transpartisan. What's that term? Continuity of agenda. Look at that. Worldwide, continuity of agenda with this new world order. No matter who gets in office, continuity of agenda. We're in deep trouble. Ted, in closing, what's your take on the media openly saying we're done and all this? This is amazing.
Well, they're right on target. And the reason why they are is because of the fact that China has been financing our prosperity from about 1980 all the way up through the year 2006. And they had taken on about $3.3 trillion worth of U.S. government bonds. That helped us so we didn't have to turn on the printing press here. China doesn't
Well, that's how it was sold. The globalists were getting us in that position to be under Chinese control.
That's exactly right. Well, we can't even raise our arms against China. They can put embargoes against our products, but we can't put them against
theirs. Yeah, they just put them on chicken. They're putting embargoes on us, trade things on us, but that's why the government gave tax incentives to move to China. That's what they admit. Post-industrial America. They're going to destroy you financially, so you've got to serve them. Get into gold and silver now, folks. Nothing's perfect, but it's the best silver bullet out there. The prices are going up. Take advantage of these while they're still there. 800-686-2237. Radio special to get those special prices. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted. Great job. Career Retransmission starts now.